Are you ready? The next generation of performance, capability, and efficiency is coming. It's closer than you think.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Pat Gelsinger.
Closer than you think. Last year, we described compelling new platform technologies. This year, we're delivering those. We're combining those with process technology, world-class, high-volume, 65-nanometer from our network of factories worldwide. Further, adding to that, our next-generation microarchitecture, compelling, power-efficient microarchitectural capabilities. It's a strong year for Intel when we launch a new process technology. It's a strong year for Intel when we launch a new microarchitecture. In 2006, we're doing both. New process, new products, new platforms, closer than you think. I love IDF. It's all about technology, all about us getting together and talking about inventing the future together. It's one of my highlights of the year, the week that we get to come and spend together at IDF. During our time together this morning, I wanted us to look at the key aspects of the enterprise. Wanted to start out by looking at communications infrastructure, storage systems, servers, and clients as well. Let's start out by taking a look at communications infrastructure. In our history as a technology industry, we've had many great technology battles, beta versus VHS, USB versus 1394, OS2 versus Windows. But in the communications area, battles have always been sort of boring, because they've always had the same conclusion: IP wins. In fact, as we were preparing for the speech today, we went up to the fount of all knowledge, Wikipedia, and we found, in fact, that they had the title that is just the perfect match for this: How IP Kills and Eats Competitive Networks. Because IP has won every networking battle. X25, DECnet, SNA, OSI, all of those just overwhelmed by IP. TCP/IP has won and will continue to win, and now has become a fabric, a capability for services to be offered on top of that capability. At last IDF, we talked about voice over IP, and we described Skype and demonstrated broadband business class audio. VoIP continues to grow very nicely. Today, Skype has, is adding 200,000 users per day, and it sits at almost 250 million downloads around the world. And such as our announcement a few weeks ago between Skype and Intel, 10-way conference calling, adding features never before possible as well. This is the first generation of services on top of IP. The next one, IPTV, where TV is being laid on top of that IP infrastructure as well. As I travel around the world and meet with service providers, communications infrastructure providers, I'm amazed at the interest, momentum, and the growing enthusiasm and build-out of IPTV capabilities. And it's not just about delivering TV over IP networks. It's all of the services that go with it: gaming, shopping, music, pictures, video, all of those capabilities as adjuncts, as addition, as revenue accelerators with the IPTV, Moore's Law type growth of IP-based services. And this leads us to a very simple conclusion. It's everything over IP, a new services platform that becomes the applications of the future. Applications, and we're seeing an amazing number of these coming from all over the industry, from big players like Microsoft making Office now a service, or mapping and location services with Google, or AirSet calendars and management. And what does it take to deliver these next generation services over IP? Requires a new service infrastructure on the client, new platform capabilities such as Ajax. And finally, flexible and robust infrastructure capabilities. We've talked about ATCA, modular communications platforms, and the benefits that it brings for service providers and TEMS. And in many regards, we've delivered. Now we're seeing that the maturity of ATCA, along with this transition to services over IP, is creating excitement, enthusiasm, and growth in the ATCA market segment. In fact, IDC predicts that ATCA will be a $6 billion hardware industry by 2010. We're seeing a wide array of ATCA products in the industry, and I thought we'd just have a little bit of fun this morning and get to take a look at some of these new products, ATCA-based cards, coming from many different operators, many different platform providers in the industry. So, the first ever ATCA fashion show. Norm's ready for anything with his ADL-Link 6890. This blade brings high performance to a new level with its dual Xeon configuration. Note the exquisite detailing with the Intel E7520 chipset. The Promenta ATCA 7010 from Radisys looks stunning on Kathy. Dual Intel processors and a powerful memory architecture for applications such as traffic aggregators and high bandwidth line card applications. Jeffrey stepping out in style with the HP BC2100. This dual Xeon Blaze server blade is a key component in HP's advanced open telecom platforms. IMS applications and 3G core network elements. This is the blade for you. The PFU AM710, an ATCA CPU blade, features dual Xeon processors, so performance will never be a problem for Craig. He can count on Intel's best for his ATCA applications. Check out Randall and his fetching 5320 ATCA node card with not one, not two, but three 64-bit, 133 megahertz PMC interfaces and an intelligent platform memory controller. And here's Tom carrying the ATCA 4130 from DTI with dual Xeon processors, the latest in ATCA fashion. Dress it up or dress it down because the ATCA 4130 has auto-negotiating Ethernet controllers. Chuck will turn heads with this Motorola ATCA 717 with the 1.8 gigahertz Intel Pentium N processor and 16-port managed gigabit Ethernet switch. This blade is ideal for both wireline and wireless infrastructure. Targeting the needs of next-generation telecommunications marketplace, Jim is resplendent with the CCPU FlexCore ATCA FM30 blade. This stunning beauty delivers high performance and high levels of redundancy. Finally, Doyle brings us the Contron AT8001. Balance is key to any successful ensemble, and sporting dual LV Xeon processors, this baby delivers a striking blend of performance and high throughput I.O. Ladies and gentlemen, the ATCA Fashion Show. Oh, that was fun. And those were all cards from the industry. Intel as well is delivering ATCA products to the marketplace. We're delivering Damascus, our dual processor LV dual core platform based on the Sossaman processor, a doubling of performance, 4x the performance per watt, almost 3x the SIP call processing capabilities. That and as many as 10 other ATCA products coming from Intel, such as Thermopolis, our DP Xeon EM64 platform, Barnegat, a chassis for, in-chassis deep packet inspection capabilities for IMS applications, a wide range of ATCA products from the industry as well as from Intel. We've also launched several third-party vendor validation centers around the world such that carriers and operators and TEMS can bring their products in to do testing and interoperability. We have those centers built up in China, Belgium, as well as in the United States to allow the adoption and acceleration of ATCA into the infrastructure of tomorrow. As IP applications grow, so do the growth requirements for those as well. Last year, Paul Otellini talked about the digitization of information and how it's been the driver for storage and bits and bandwidth. This year, we've also seen that new requirements driven by public policy, such as Sarbanes-Oxley, HIPAA, business continuity, have driven storage requirements even further. Storage today is approximately a $60 billion industry. Tremendous need and opportunity in storage, and particularly an unmet need of bringing enterprise-class storage capabilities for SMB and SOHO applications as well. To meet the needs for SMB and SOHO and home, today I'm very happy to introduce the storage capabilities of the entry storage system called the SS400E, also codenamed Baxter Creek. So here in this little baby, our energy-efficient X-scale processor, SAN, you know, storage network attached platform, offering up to 2 terabytes of storage in this small little box running RAID system level 5 capabilities. Enterprise-class storage for the masses. Also see that there's a great opportunity for accelerating standards in the storage industry. And with this in mind, the Storage Bridge Bay Working Group was formed, led by storage leaders such as EMC, Dell, Intel, LSI Logic, and this week announcing the SBB specifications. This specification defines mechanical and electrical interface standards that allow storage controllers to be standardized, as well as many controllers to be supported from a common hardware and mechanical infrastructure, such as iSCSI, Fiber Channel, Channel SAN, NAS, JBOD, etc., addressing the mid-range requirements of the storage industry. And much like the establishment of standard high-volume servers a decade ago, we see the same opportunities and growth emerging as we bring standards to the storage industry as well.